From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Hotel workers with Marriott are striking in cities around the country. About 7,700 workers have walked off their jobs in eight cities over contract negotiations that have stalled. According to USA Today, Oahu and Maui in Hawaii have 2,700 Marriott workers on strike. San Francisco has 2,500 and Boston has 1,800. The other affected cities are San Diego, Oakland, San Jose, and Detroit. Almost two dozen hotels have been affected. The union Unite Here represents the workers, and its president, Dee Taylor, said Marriott is the richest and most profitable hotel company in the world. And by taking them on in this historic hotel workers' strike, Unite Here union members are going to change the lives of all workers in our industry. My guest is Rachel Gumpert, press secretary with Unite Here. Welcome to the program, Rachel.
Thank you so much for covering this, Sonali.
Thanks for joining us. So what led to this strike? This is the busy convention season. It's the fall. It's a season often that hotels make a lot of their profits. But I imagine that hotel workers did not take it lightly when they voted to strike and then actually went on strike. Thousands of hotel workers. So this is a very big thing. What led up to this moment?
You're right that workers did not take this seriously. All of the nearly 8,000 Unite Here workers out on strike have forfeited their pay to be able to take this step. And the reason why it got to this place is because we have been in negotiations in all eight cities for months now, in some places nearly a year. And after all that time, we are still far apart with Marriott on key strike issues like economic safety. We want one job to be enough for hotel workers, basic job security around automation, and workplace safety around safe workloads for our hotel housekeepers.
So essentially, Marriott has refused to make those concessions in contract negotiations?
That's right. And to give you an idea of how incredibly far apart they are from us at the table, right now the best economic offer that they have given to date to our Detroit affiliate would take 5 years to bring our union Detroit workers there up to the current wage standards of other hotel workers in Detroit in 2018, which is absolutely unacceptable when you're talking about the richest hotel company in the entire world.
So let's talk about Marriott. You're saying it's the richest hotel company in the entire world. If you do a quick search on it, you can see this is a hotel that's expanding internationally. They want to build dozens of new hotels in the UAE and other nations. This is also a very profitable hotel, and it's not just hotels, I understand, that bear the Marriott name. They also own Sheraton. How does this particular company compare to the rest of the industry?
Well, that's one of the key reasons why we've reached the point that we have in this. Right now, Marriott is so big that they're actually worth double the value of Hilton International Hotels. They had a recent merger with Starwood, which created this mega hotel company. And through that, they inherited at the old Starwood properties many, many Unite Here union workers. This is their first time bargaining with us in many of those hotels since the merger. And I don't think that they were quite prepared for the organization and worker power that Unite Here hotel workers have, and they're having to really grapple with that for the first time now.
Are these all separate contracts, or are they a single contract? How does it work? I mean, these aren't the places that the hotel workers are on strike that we're talking about aren't at every Marriott hotel, but it's about two dozen, right?
That's right. And the way that we negotiate contracts, Unite Here is a very democratic, bottom-up, worker-led union. We don't have national contracts with any of our employers, even national and international employers like Hilton, Hyatt, or Marriott. So in all of these cities, we've been negotiating at a city-by-city level so that when we struck entire cities at the same time, taking out all of the Marriotts there. Now, the only exception would be if there was a Marriott hotel who happened to have not had a contract that was expired, then they couldn't go out on strike. But for the vast majority of these strikes, it's every single union Marriott hotel out on strike right now.
So it's been several days now. How has this impacted the hotels? I mean, I'm thinking of the hotels in Oahu and Maui, where tourism is a huge industry. The workers are obviously sacrificing a lot to be out on strike, but I imagine that it's hurting the hotel industry there. San Francisco is a very large city where that depends tremendously on those conventions that bring in people. Industry representatives stay at Marriott hotels. How is Marriott being impacted by the strike?
Marriott's being absolutely crippled by the strike in these cities. We've had many, many businesses actually pull out their convention business because of the fact that people do not want to cross a worker picket line. They support these workers. They understand what the issues are. Our affiliates in all of these cities have been working with the public and community groups and businesses for many months now to get ahead of the issue, warning them that it could escalate. And what we've seen is that the actual operation of the hotels has been ground to a standstill. We've had guests come to us and tell us on every single city's strike lines that Marriott is unable to provide the basic services that they need to keep the hotel running. That means that restaurants are either fully closed inside the hotels or only offering partial service. Guests who have no housekeeping hotel services in most of these hotels, their rooms and sheets are not being cleaned. And in many of the hotels, there are not front desk workers. There's nobody to carry your bags up. There's certainly no in-room dining. So the experience of guests in a hotel that's under strike is absolutely abysmal. And because of that, we encourage anybody traveling into any of these cities to use the Fair Hotel app to find a hotel where they can still get great service at a union hotel not on strike.
I'm really glad you brought that up. Fairhotel.org, it's also an app you can get on your phone, or it's a website as well. Are these hotels, the hotels that are recommended on here, are all union hotels?
That's right. They're all Unite Here represent union hotels. Unite Here is the biggest hotel worker union in North America. So if you use this app, it's very convenient and it'll help you find a hotel where workers are treated fair and have safe work conditions, but also where you can experience really cutting edge service like Unite Here workers always provide. And that's because in these hotels, the permanent workers are not on strike. They're not in dispute. They're there and ready to serve you. If you go to a hotel that's under strike, you will not be able to get service. You will not have a good experience.
And of course, that's the whole point of a strike. The whole point of the strike is to use the bargaining power of people collectively to take on a very powerful institution that generally has all the power, except when workers unite together to say, we're not going to take it. I want to ask you to explain a little bit more this, I think, very interesting slogan, one job should be enough. This is what workers are putting on their signs as they march. Why is that important to stress?
It's important to stress because over the past year, really, we've been working very closely in every single city with Marriott hotel workers to find out what the most central issues were that we needed addressed in bargaining. And what we found across the board in every single city that's on strike, and more cities that can strike at any time, is that too many full-time workers at Marriott have to work multiple full-time jobs just to pay the bills. Even though Marriott's the biggest hotel company in the world, they are not acting like the leader in the industry that they should be. And wages in all of these cities have not kept up with the increasing cost of living. Workers in Detroit can't afford to live in Detroit because of their Marriott pay. They have to commute in from out of town. We have San Diego workers who can't even afford to live in America. They've moved to Mexico and they have to deal with crossing sometimes 2-hour commutes over the border every day because Marriott pay in San Diego is so far below where it needs to be for workers to make ends meet. So what we're trying to really impress upon the world is that in the private sector, hotel workers are no longer willing to work multiple full-time jobs just to make ends meet. It is the responsibility of the largest hotel company in the world to provide one job that is enough for workers to live with dignity and support their families on. And that's what one job should be enough is all about.
And it seems to be, of course, something that could apply to workers everywhere in the so-called gig economy now that seems to be so favored by, you know, the technocrats that run parts of our society. If Marriott does give in, if, you know, because it can't hold out forever against thousands of workers standing firm, if it does give in, what impact could that have across the entire hotel industry for all hotel workers, even those who may not be union members or may not be working at a Marriott hotel?
They will give in. And when they do, it's going to have an incredible impact across the hospitality industry. This is the largest multi-city hotel worker strike in American history. And what we're going to see is that, like Unite Here always does, we are going to change the working conditions and change the pay and benefits for all of our members who are striking, but they're actually going to be able to raise the standards for non-union workers too. One of the reasons why Unite Here is such an incredible union is that when we organize higher standards in a city, those standards get applied to the non-union hotels as well. So it's helping all workers, whether they're organized or not. I can tell you when we negotiate with smaller brands like Hilton and Hyatt, even boutique hotels, they point to Marriott and they say that Marriott, if they do not pay the wage standards we're asking for, these smaller chains can't be asked to either, because Marriott sets the standards as the leading hotel in the industry. And that's true. So when we finally do raise the standards at Marriott, it's gonna have a ripple effect across the industry. And we're gonna finally be able to transform these jobs into living wage jobs for all workers, union and not, Marriott and not.
What can ordinary people do? I mean, obviously, if they have travel plans that involve one of the affected Marriott hotels, they can choose a fair hotel at fairhotel.org and refuse to cross the picket line. But beyond that, I understand on your website, there's an ability to sign a pledge.
That's right. We call it the One Job Pledge. If you go to our website, we are asking everybody who travels to sign the pledge to not cross the picket line and to also respect the women hotel workers inside of there. What this does is it sends a message to Marriott that tourists are going to stand with workers. And it also shows the workers that the public is with them. We also, in addition to asking people to never cross the picket line, we encourage anybody who lives in a strike city who might have had disturbances to their nightly routine because of the 24-hour picket lines we're running, to address that directly to Marriott. This fight isn't going to be over until Marriott gives us the contracts that we deserve and need in these cities. So we would encourage members of the public who want to help to reach out to Marriott in each of these cities and tell the general managers at hotels under strike to settle immediately.
Does this strike, as you said, the largest largest strike in the country across all of these cities in U.S. history, does it also offer encouragement for people in other industries that are union members? I mean, we have teachers that have been striking in cities around the country over the past couple of years. We have a point here in the country today where unfortunately, union power is not as strong as it used to be, but you can only push workers so hard. And I'm wondering if you think that seeing the power of 7,700 hotel workers across the country walking out of their jobs can encourage others to strike for better conditions, because people just can't make ends meet no matter what the Dow Jones marker is on a particular day, right? Because Wall Street's doing quite well.
That's right. That's 100% true. And it's what we are hearing and seeing at both the grassroots level and at the international union level. I can tell you that we've heard from other unions across the country who have joined us on the picket lines that they never thought that would be possible for a union like ours, a relatively small union, 13th biggest union in America, that's not that large. We've been able to take on the most powerful hotel company in the world. And more importantly, we're winning as we take them on. We are winning. And I think that for the larger unions, that's giving them a real model of what you can do if worker-led unions are driving the fight, making the decisions, and are being empowered to stand up to the bosses on this level. I can tell you that we've heard from other private sector unions as well that they want to use our messaging. SEIU, for example, has used our signs at recent fast food worker strikes in the past week. And we absolutely are hoping that this will encourage the rest of the labor movement to step up and step forward. Our president, Dee Taylor, often says that Unite Here's mission is restoring the strike to the labor movement. We're the fastest growing union in the AFL-CIO. And it's absolutely because we have the courage and the vision and the organizing might to take on and beat the biggest corporations in the world. And we hope others join us soon.
Now, the hotels where workers are striking, are there workers that are choosing to not strike? Are there, or is it that you have basically every union member at that hotel, you know, being obliged to join the picket line?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. Certainly nobody is legally required to be out on strike. It's an individual choice for every worker. But in all eight cities, almost every single worker in every single hotel that's actually in the bargaining unit is out on the street. And that's because these workers understand that the only way you can actually change your life is if you take the step of sacrificing and speaking truth to power now. So because of that, and the reason why we know these strikes are going to be successful and why we're winning already is because we've had in all cities overwhelming participation from workers, not only in not crossing the line, but in joining the line and actually spending their entire day chanting on the line, demonstrating on the line. So we've had incredible success and turnout and participation from workers. Workers are not crossing the strike line. And although Marriott is, of course, attempting to find replacement workers, they've been unable to keep operations going as normal in any of the strike cities. And the service that's being provided is far below the Marriott standard, and guests are noticing, and they're checking out of the hotels.
Is it out of fashion to use the term scab workers?
I think Unite Here uses that word quite a lot. I wasn't going to say it, but yes, you can certainly consider that to be scab labor, and we would encourage them to organize themselves. They shouldn't be getting exploited like this, and their victims as well.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, doesn't it also protect workers from retaliation if everyone does go out on strike? If you just have a few people walking out, those people can be singled out for retaliation, even though retaliation is illegal on labor issues, but it happens all the time. But if you have your entire staff that's a member of the union walk out, they can't penalize everybody, although they can sometimes try to single out leaders. Have you heard of any retaliatory reactions from Marriott employee management staff?
Well, you know, of 7,700 workers out, we haven't had a single case of retaliation reported. I think that's because we're beating Marriott so bad right now. It's hard for them to even be in a place where they have the bandwidth to be trying to do that. And you're right, there's power in numbers. We have multiple hotels across the country where we have every single 100% of the workers out on strike. And because of that, we know that we're going to be able to win in this.
What are other ways that people who are not hotel workers can express solidarity in those cities where hotel workers are on strike, such as Detroit, Michigan, Boston, Massachusetts, San Francisco, and San Diego, in California, the hotels in Honolulu and Maui? Can ordinary people, if they have time on their hands, join the picket line?
Absolutely. We love when people join us. We've actually had incredible community engagement in all of these cities. You don't need to RSVP. Just stop by a striking hotel. I promise you'll hear the strike from blocks away, so you'll know which direction to go. And once you get there, we'd love to have you on the picket line. Another thing that's very helpful is that because all of these workers, nearly 8,000 workers right now, are forgoing their pay because they're striking for a better future, we do have modest strike assistance funds that affiliates have set up in all the strike cities. So any amount of contribution can help with that. And these are really just hardship funds to help with things like helping your child get a winter coat, dealing with an emergency car issue, things like that. And they can really be crucial in helping people get by until we win and we're back to work.
Are the strike assistance funds available on Unite Here's website for people to be able to find and make online donations? Where can they go to do that?
If they go to our Twitter, it's just Twitter/UniteHere. We have all of our strike assistance funds available there. That's the best way. It's usually a separate fund for each of our locals. The money goes directly to the workers to help them with hardship as they get by.
And we'll try to find that link and post it on our website as well. How critical is it, Rachel, finally, for this particular moment, political moment that we're in, where we have a government in power that is pretty, you're sort of talking out of both sides of its mouth, that it's claiming that it's pro-worker, that it, you know, understands the little guy and wants to help out, get better jobs, but then are actively engaged in rewarding Wall Street over workers, actively engaged in deregulating protections for workers. It seems as though this is quite a critical moment, politically speaking, nationwide, for the strike to be happening.
Yeah, it sure is. And I can tell you, Donald Trump, for all his rhetoric, he's a billionaire. All he cares about is billionaires. He's never cared about the working person. Unite Here knows that. And because of that, we've always been working to hold him accountable, whether he's hurting workers directly in hotels or if he's hurting immigrant workers who are on TPS and DACA. And I absolutely think that right now, the moment of true populism that we're having, especially of workers taking back power, of women taking back power, could have a ripple effect throughout the midterms to change the balance of control in Congress, which is just one more way that we're able to get people elected who will do the right thing for working families, because it's clear that Donald Trump will never do that.
And in fact, I'm glad you brought that. I want to squeeze in one last question. A lot of hotel workers are, of course, women. They're low-income women. They're women of color. Many are immigrant women. And the hashtag MeToo movement that has really changed the way society thinks about assault against women, violence against women, harassment of women, has emboldened many women. And we've seen women McDonald's workers walking out of their jobs over sexual harassment issues. Has that impacted the hotel industry as well?
Well, it's actually been the other way around for us in the industry. Unite Here has been fighting sexual harassment in hotels and food service for the last 6 years. We won panic buttons against sexual assault for the first time 6 years ago in our New York City affiliate, Unite Here Local 6, the Hotel Trades Council. And we've been winning laws like that ever since. We've succeeded in passing laws to protect hotel workers from sexual assault and harassment from guests in Chicago as well as in Seattle. And we actually have three different ballot measures in California on the same issue right now and just won it in Miami. So although we're thrilled to see more workers stepping forward with Me Too, it's for Unite Here a continuation of work we've been doing for a long time. And it's more of a moment for us to have a platform about work that this union has always been winning on than it is a moment for us to start doing the work from the beginning.
Rachel, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll post some of the links that we've been discussing about how people can support workers and find out more about the strike on our website. Thanks so much, Rachel. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
My guest is Rachel Gumpert, Press Secretary with Unite Here. We've been discussing the hotel workers' strike. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, subscribe to our audio podcast on iTunes, and our video channel on Vimeo.